Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
I've read one book.
What was that one book that you read?
Skyhawk.
And would you read a second book?
I don't know.
And do you think people in Cork are big readers?
No.
So what do you do in your spare time to pass the time if you're not reading? What do you do?
I read my messages on Messenger.
So you go on to Facebook Messenger and read those messages?
Yeah.
And what are you all saying to each other?
I don't know.
You wouldn't say, oh, perhaps we should read this book?
No.
What was the last book you read?
Probably primary school later.
And when did you leave primary school?
I was a young fella.
What does World Book Day mean to you? Did you know today was World Book Day?
No, never heard of it.
Are you a member of your local library?
No.
And are you interested in books? Are they escapism for you? Are they educational? Are they entertaining?
Not really. Films.
Do you prefer films?
I prefer a film, yeah.
Even though sometimes those films are based on books.
Yeah, I know, but it's less work to watch it and read it.
What was the last book you read?
I can't remember the name of it, but I'm sure it was very good.
But you are a regular reader.
Yeah, I do. I read all the time, but I just read anything. Books are very important, though, for children to start reading at a young age, I think, anyway.
What character from a book are you most like?
I like Hermione in Harry Potter. I think she's brilliant.
So you're a big Harry Potter fan?
Love Harry Potter. Would read them over and over.
And there's a school in Greystones where every single pupil and teacher has dressed up as a character from Harry Potter.
Oh, I'd love to be there.
Would you always finish a book?
Yes. Even if it's so bad, I'd still finish it. I'd plow through it.
And do you prefer books or are you a Kindle person?
Oh, no. No, have to feel the paper.
And what about the smell of the print? Do you like the smell?
Yeah, lovely. Love a new book.
Do you think you have a book in you? Do you think you could write a book?
I believe so, yeah.
And you're a regular reader. You do read books.
Yeah.
And what was the last book you read?
A pictorial history of the 20th century.
And are you a member of your local library?
Yes, 4 times a week.
Did you know it was World Book Day today?
I did not.
You're American. You're a reader, you read.
Yes.
What do you like reading?
I like to read books, not on e-books and stuff.
So what books do you like reading?
Well, the last one I probably read was 50 Shades of Grey.
And 50 Shades of Grey changed everything for many, many reasons, not just book sales. I mean, it broke all box office hits, not just in the cinema, but it was a huge seller. And I think a hotel chain in the UK, it was the most left behind book in every hotel room. Oh. It was massive. For you, did you enjoy 50 Shades? And it's okay to say you did.
Yeah, it was a quick read.
And did you read all of them? There was 3 of them.
I did read all of them, yes.
And the other two, what were they called again?
50 Shades Darker and then 50 Shades Freed.
And you loved them?
Yes.
And it's okay to say, I loved 50 Shades. That's all right. It was, at the time, a phenomenon. It was huge. Have you read anything since?
College books.
And did 50 Shades inspire you?
In what ways?
Okay. Did it inspire you, maybe, not in the bedroom, but did it inspire you in life?
Not really.
It wasn't great.
It was great. It's inspired me to keep reading, but not really in any way.
I have no idea about books. I don't even read books anymore.
Did you ever read books?
When I was younger, I read a lot, but now just I don't. Anything from Harry Potter, Enid Blyton, you know, all the old ones.
So you loved all that Famous Five stuff?
Yeah, I did.
And how come you stopped?
Technology, I would say, to be honest.
So what are you reading instead? You must be reading something. You're going online, is it?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, these
it's
kind of things.
Not much on there, is there?
No, it's not really reading.
Stories that perhaps we can't even stand over sometimes.
It's actually rubbish, to be honest.
Would you like to get back into reading, and what's stopping you?
Time.
Because you're a clever girl.
Yeah, time. Finding time to read.
And you're young, you're in your 20s,
yeah.
And you loved reading when you were younger, but you've stopped.
Yeah, I actually used to write as well when I was younger. I used to love books, but I just don't do it anymore.
And did you know today was World Book Day?
I did not. I did not know.
What was the last book you read?
I couldn't tell you.
Can you remember?
To be history books anyway.
So you like history?
I like any subject that's fiction.
So you love non-fiction?
Non-fiction, yeah. The Atlas of the Irish Revolution. I'm reading that with the last year and a half.
And the Irish are great readers. Bookshops in this country have mainly stayed open. We read more newspapers than the UK per head of population. We love to read, don't we?
I would prefer to read something on paper than I would to read something on a screen.
You prefer the old-fashioned newspaper or a book compared to a Kindle?
I know that you tend to retain more because you have to concentrate more on it.
I used to eat books growing up. My kids have now discovered it. They're all members of the library. She just signed me up to the library.
This is your wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every day, anytime I see them, they've got a book open.
These are your kids, so they love books, and you love books too.
I love books, yeah.
And what was the last book you read?
The last book, The Mandibles, Lionel Shriver. So yeah, I was hooked on it. We do a thing in our house, it's called Deer Time, so D for drop, or read, and E everything, and it's drop everything and read, that's it.
Drop everything and read.
Deer Time, yeah.
And does it work for you, does it work for the kids?
Yeah, definitely. Our son is, he's an avid reader.
There's a photograph of our son up a tree in Fota reading a book.
Really?
He brought the book with him to Fota and he was sitting up in the tree reading it.
Well, yeah, there was quite a considerable amount of muck on the book as well as he's walking around Fota with a book in his hand. He always has a book
in his
hand.
He adores books.
Yeah.
He walks down the street reading books.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've done something right.
Yeah, well, he wanted to go down to the shop yesterday because you get a free book now at this World Book Day. So, yeah, I mean, it's totally taken over his life, but I've lost it. I mean, I'm just consuming snippets, delving into things I'm interested in. It's
but
amazing.
You're not staying with it because you're distracted by something else and you're busy.
Yeah, I mean, it changes your brain, doesn't it? The internet. I mean, we consume things in different... It's like you get a little hit. And that's... I'm just completely operating on that level. And I'm going to try and get back into the books.
And yeah. Your son, I mean, it's World Book Day. Is he dressing up? Did he dress up for school today?
Their school isn't dressing up today.
Oh,
they did
no.
last year. Yeah, he dressed up as Harry Potter last year. But he's okay with that. They wrote last night a little passage on their favourite book and some of the descriptions within that book.
What was the last book you read?
It's so long ago, I tell you, I can't even remember.
So more
it's a pity, because reading is the best quality thing that you could have.
More than 5 years?
I say so.
Why? Why haven't you kept up reading?
I think when I pick up the book, I get glued into it, and then all of a sudden I put it down. I find it hard to go back to it then again.
So you put it down, perhaps you got bored of it. Would you just start another book? You don't have to finish a book you didn't like.
Yeah. But you see, I'd rather finish the one book. There was a time I was a great reader, and I loved it. But I suppose I'm getting older now, I should go back reading last time.
Would you ever go into a bookshop and browse?
Oh, I would. I would. If I hear of any book, you know, a bestseller now or anything like that, I'd always say, you know, I've heard about that.
You know,
I'll
try and get to read that book one day.
That kind of a thing, yeah.
Do we need to change the way we live, perhaps switch off the social media and just get stuck into a good book?
Yeah, I mean, reading is the best gift you can give any child coming up. Do you know what I mean? Reading is a great thing.
What do you think of books?
Boring.
Boring? Why are they boring?
Because they're not good at reading.
And how was your reading?
Bad.
And did you learn to read in school?
Oh, yeah. I learned how to read in school, but I just never had interest in school or books.
You read a book just a few days ago. What was it about?
Fantasy.
What was the last book you read?
I don't know. I don't read books.
I used to read Maeve Vinci.
So you loved a bit of Maeve Vinci?
Yes, yes. And
popular fiction,
it.
As
yes,
it's now called, No Longer Chick Lit.
Yes,
you
yeah.
love that?
I do, yeah. I actually read Mind, Body and Spirit books.
And they help you?
And they do, yes, yes.
So are they kind of like self-help books?
Yes.
And do they help you in life?
Well, they do. They help you in certain ways, you know. You're more calmer and you look around at people and they you know, you smile at them and they smile
and
back
they
at
smile
you.
And they smile back.
Yes,
so
yes.
So it helps.
It
and
helps.
And here in Cork, do you think this is a great reading book city?
It is, yes.
I write in a diary, all right. That's a book to me. A diary book, but I don't buy books or read books, no. I bought a camera yesterday, there was a manual came with it, I read that, but that's about, I suppose the last time I bought a book would be years ago.
Eli, you're 9 years of age. What do you love about reading?
I just love the books and how people make creativity into them.
And your favourite book, what is it?
Horrid Henry.
So you love Horrid Henry?
Yeah.
And your favourite Horrid Henry?
Hard Henry Stink Bomb.
Stink Bomb.
There's a lot of them I like, but that one is just good and it's funny.
And being World Book Day, if you could dress up as any character from a book, who would it be?
Hard Henry.